Marrakech was founded in the 11th century. It's one of the oldest cities in Morocco, built at the base of the high Atlas Mountains. And the lifeblood of the city was, and remains, the Jemaa el Funa, loosely translated as the Square of the Dead. It's one of the few remaining places in North Africa where Arab, Berber, and African traditions come together in music, food, and storytelling. Mona Iskander sent this audio postcard.
In the late hours of the morning, snake charmers spread out across the four corners of the Jemaa el Funa. They carry boxes filled with cobras. One by one, the snakes slither out of the boxes onto small carpets. They slowly rise out of their coil as musicians play wooden flutes. Nearby, small monkeys scurry around. Their owners walk them around the square on short leashes, collecting coins from passers-by. This is the Jemaa el Funa by day, Morocco's most renowned outdoor square. The size of a football field, it's surrounded by small cafes and restaurants, and the warren of alleys that leads into the covered markets of the Kasbah. Jemaa el Funa inherited its name from public executions that used to take place here centuries ago. But today, it pulsates with life and energy in every corner. Merchants set up small tables in the middle of the square. Abdullah Essebeai is one of them. He has been coming here every day for the last 30 years, continuing a family tradition of selling medicinal herbs. He explains the importance of the square in his life.
Jemaa el Funa is a civilization, a genuine Moroccan civilization. It has roots, it has deep roots. It wouldn't be called Marrakesh if Jemaa el Funa wasn't here.
The characters of the Jemaa el Funa include storytellers, holy men reciting the Quran, and fortune-tellers who sit under umbrellas reading palms. Henna artists, young and old, mill about the square looking to paint designs on the hands of women. By sundown, the snake charmers and merchants have left. The void they leave is replaced by Marrakesh's musicians. The Jemaa el Funa transforms into circles of people crowding around musical groups. Nearby, an old Berber man sits cross-legged on a carpet, playing an instrument called El Rababa. It's smaller than a violin, but has only one string. On the north side of the square, the air is thick with the scents and smoke of cooking. Generators blast over the music, and brightly lit fluorescent bulbs shine from the dozens of food stalls. Each stand has a table, covered in simple, clean white tablecloths. Pyramids of colorful food crowd the tables as tourists and Marrakeshis sit on benches to eat.
There is everything here. There's meat, chicken, lamb, beef, eggplant, fries, fish, couscous, vegetables with meat, chicken, and fish. Welcome.
This man owns food stand number 91. He's dressed in white, and all evening long, he tries to lure customers to his stand. As midnight approaches, the square remains vibrant. Children play soccer on the fringes of the square. Stray cats linger around food stalls, snatching leftovers. And the sound of music lingers in the air, like the smoke rising from the food stalls, like the humming of the generators, and the motorcycles and horse-drawn carriages flying from one end of the square to the other. And tomorrow, it will happen all over again. For NPR News, I'm Mona Iskander.